Charlottesville Vigil.
Being here tonight was a way of really reclaiming the city.
Targeting hate speech.
By limiting free speech online.
Sexual assault at 30,000 feet.
I didn't have anyone. I didn't feel like there was anyone on the plane that could protect me.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Songs and candles replaced shouts and torches in Charlottesville, Virginia last night for a vigil against hate and bigotry.
This is a turning point.
Yeah.
This is a better place to be.
It came just hours after a memorial for Heather Heyer, the woman killed by a car allegedly driven by a white supremacist last weekend.
If we take this notion that people have recaptured the town again, then tonight's a night where we really feel that way. And hopefully tomorrow you shrug off some of what we've been carrying for the last few days.
55% in a just-released CBS News poll disapprove of President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville. 67% of Republicans approve of it. This morning on Twitter, the president said the media has misrepresented what he's said about hate and bigotry, and he attacked one of his Republican critics, Lindsey Graham, as a publicity seeker. With business leaders in revolt, Mr. Trump got rid of two executive councils that deal with economic issues. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Sources tell CBS News the move to disband the president's CEO council started immediately after his Trump Tower news conference, and that on a 45-minute conference call yesterday, the top executives who served on the panel determined it would be the right response. The statement they issued said the decision was a mutual one between the president and members. Mr. Trump took credit for it himself on Twitter.
The president plans to rally supporters next week in Phoenix, and he has suggested he might pardon former Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who was convicted in a contempt case over his immigration patrols. The Democratic mayor of that city, Greg Stanton, is not happy.
If President Trump is coming to Phoenix to announce a pardon for former Sheriff Joe Arpaio, then it'll be clear that his true intent is to inflame emotions and further divide our nation. It's my hope that more sound judgment prevails and that he delays his visit.
One of the battles against white supremacy is being fought in California's Silicon Valley. We're live with CBS's Jim Taylor.
The internet long lauded as an ultimate bastion of free speech, but now not so much for the haters. From Google to GoDaddy, tech companies imposing harsh limits on the abilities of the alt-right to reach a wider audience and raise larger sums of money. It's a reversal of core values in Silicon Valley, and as the Washington Post reports, right-wing technologists are responding, building their own parallel digital services that cater to their platform, Steve.
Well, from the sound of things this week, Steve Bannon's White House job is in jeopardy. He's been accused of being behind leaked stories that are critical of National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. CBS's Margaret Brennan says that scrutiny hasn't stopped him from speaking out.
In a rare interview published Wednesday, strategist Steve Bannon described the white supremacist movement as a, quote, collection of clowns, but also as politically useful, saying he wants Democrats to talk about racism every day. If the left is focused on race and identity, and we go with economic nationalism, we can crush the Democrats.
The Trump administration has backed off on a threat to withhold federal subsidy payments to health insurers for this month at least. Lawmakers in both parties said doing that would thrust the industry into turmoil. With opioid abuse front page news these days, the country's largest pharmacy benefit manager, Express Scripts, says it's going to limit the number and strength of opioids to first-time users. CBS's Bill Rakoff.
That limit will be 7 days of short-acting pills, according to Express Scripts Chief Medical Officer Dr. Steve Miller.
The vast majority of patients are easily treated by 7 days of opioids, and it keeps excessive opioids off the shelves.
The American Medical Association says the program will take decisions out of doctors' hands, but Dr. Miller says the current system doesn't work.
We're 4.6% of the world's population. We take 75% of the world's opioids. And so, yes, are we overprescribing? No doubt about it.
A huge search and rescue operation is going on off the Hawaiian island of Oahu for the five-member crew of an Army Black Hawk helicopter that crashed Tuesday during a nighttime training mission. Lieutenant Colonel Curtis Kellogg.
As we do this work, the soldiers and their families are in the forefront of our minds. That's what we're doing this for.
Some items from a debris field have been brought to shore. A senior Chinese general has told Joint Chiefs Chairman Joseph Dunford that military action should not be an option in dealing with North Korea. Negotiations, he says, are the only effective option. The U.S. is carrying out military exercises with South Korea, a move that usually prompts an angry response from Pyongyang. A teenager is speaking out about a crime she says was committed against her during a cross-country flight. CBS's Anna Werner has details.
The 16-year-old girl was traveling alone from Seattle, sleeping on her overnight United flight to Newark, when she says she awoke to find the stranger sitting next to her touching her.
One of his hands had, came between my legs, and he was, rubbing me between my legs. And then he tried to put his other hand, underneath my pants, and then I kind of woke up and I was like, what are you doing?
She reported it to a flight attendant who moved her to another seat a few rows up, but says she was terrified.
But I just felt like he could see me, he could see wherever I was sitting.
And when the plane parked at the gate in Newark, the teenager says everyone simply walked off, including the man she says sexually assaulted her.
The FBI later did make an arrest in the case, a visiting doctor on a fellowship who has denied the charges. New problems for HBO, which has been victimized by hackers yet again. CBS's Vladimir Dutier.
HBO's Twitter and Facebook accounts appear to have been breached by a group called OurMine, which in recent years has taken over media accounts of Netflix, Marvel, and Google. In a separate attack in July, hackers claimed to have stolen large files from the HBO servers. On Sunday, leaked episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm popped up online.
No winner in last night's Powerball lottery drawing. Saturday's jackpot will top $500 million. Give the dog a bone? How about give the dog a drone? It's the slogan of a British company now offering a drone to walk a dog along a GPS route the owner chooses. Customers who pay $2,300 for it can watch it all on their smartphone. As big league teams jostle for playoff position and a chance at the World Series, young players have their own showcase.
Dreams turn into reality for a bunch of 12-year-olds as play begins in the 71st annual Little League World Series. Eight American teams and eight international clubs will square off during the next week and a half to determine world supremacy in youth baseball. Robert Grano, manager of the Mid-Atlantic Champions from Jackson, New Jersey, has a simple message for his team.
If you had some success here, your lives are changed for the better for the rest of your lives. You'll have opportunities that, I think most kids only dream of.
Tom Spicer for CBS News, South Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
With little fanfare, the National Park Service has scrapped a six-year-old policy that allowed parks like the Grand Canyon to ban the sale of bottled water. It was done to eliminate litter, but only 23 of the country's 417 park sites put the policy in place. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.